What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Have you ever been at home, snuggled in bed, ready to get a good night's rest, and you suddenly hear loud music and/or your windows and doors vibrating? On this week's edition of You and the Law, we look at the act that controls noise caused by amplified sound and other specified equipment. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. The Noise Abatement Act regulates the level of sound from both public and private premises, the use of loudspeakers at public and political meetings, and presumes that certain sounds during a particular period can cause annoyance. Sounds covered under the Act include singing, playing, or sounding a musical or noisy instrument, or operating a loudspeaker or microphone, or any other device used for the amplification of sound. Under the Act, sounds can be deemed to be causing annoyance when they occur from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday, and 12 midnight to 6 a.m. from Sunday through Thursday. The same applies if the sound is audible beyond a distance of 100 meters in the vicinity of any residence, hospital, nursing home, infirmary, hotel, or guest house. Public meetings are to conclude by 11 p.m. and political meetings at 12 midnight. Aside from events that occur during nocturnal hours, the law also restricts noise making in the daytime.
A part of what we do when we respond is to go to 100 meters from either side or right around to see how much the noise is. If it is that it is excessive, then the police will ask the sound operators to turn the music down.
Senior Superintendent of Police Karina Powell Hood, attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch. If you intend to operate equipment to provide music for entertainment and it is capable of disturbing any resident of private premises, a written application is to be made to the Superintendent of Police in charge of the division where the activity will be held requesting permission. This should be submitted no later than 10 clear days before the date of the event.
If the permit didn't exist in the first instance, well, you definitely would be prosecuted. So if you're playing it at 10 o'clock, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a permit, you will be prosecuted.
There are a number of penalties for breaches of the Noise Abatement Act. In the case of a first offense, the penalty for violating the public peace is a maximum fine of $15,000 or imprisonment of 3 months. For a second-time offender, the penalty is a maximum fine of $30,000 or incarceration of 6 months. After the second time, each repeat offense will attract a maximum fine of $50,000 or imprisonment for 12 months. Equipment which was used to commit the offense may also be seized. Additionally, where the operator of the equipment was requested to reduce or discontinue the sound and the operator failed to comply with that request, he or she will be found guilty of an offense and liable for conviction. The penalty is a maximum fine of $20,000 or imprisonment for 6 months. Where a request to reduce or discontinue the sound is made because of the serious illness of any person or for any other reasonable cause, and the appeal is disregarded, a member of the constabulary force not below the rank of sergeant may seize and detain the equipment used to carry out the offense to facilitate an investigation, trial, or inquiry.
We would like to encourage persons as best as is possible, if you're going to have parties, perhaps to use areas that you are away from residents, because we get a lot of calls about the noise issue. Because while some of us want to party and make money, there are those of us who want to sleep. So we have to be mindful and try to balance that.
Senior Superintendent of Police attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch, Karina Powell Hood. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with studio engineer Kasita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.